Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanda J. What's going on, everybody? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing well and that you are enjoying yourself. So you know what's up. Come on in the room. Come on in, honey. Come on in. Go ahead and get you something to drink. Get you something that is comfortable, soothing, relaxing, whatever floats your boat, right? And just go on in our special little room. Yeah, whatever that room that may be, girl. And just come on and sit down, get comfortable, get your favorite blankie. Prop your feet up and take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's going on, my beautiful Resilience family? How you all doing? I hope everyone is doing well. Oh my goodness, I missed you guys. I missed you so very, very much. It has been a crazy, crazy week or two, but it's been, you know, it's been positive for the most part. And I've been working on behind the scenes and everything, getting more involved in some things. So I've been a little bit away, as you have noticed and whatnot. But, you know, I got to take care of priorities. That is the first thing, of course. But other than that, I'm doing well. And, you know, my family's doing well. How about you? How you doing, honey? How you doing, Shugs? How are you and your beautiful family? How are you and your life is going, right? Yeah, I know some of you probably had a rough patch, a rough week or what have you. And, you know, it wasn't easy. But thank God you're still here with us. You're still smiling. You're still moving. You're still walking. You know, you're still doing things that, you know what? There's a lot of people are not fortunate to do anymore. And guess what? You're breathing. Yes. So that's right there is a blessing in itself that you are alive, that you're breathing, right? And it could be much worse. It could be much worse. You know what I'm saying? So, and I get it because, you know, I'm dealing with some stuff myself, but I'm learning each day to just say, God is all yours. And I'm also learning just to take authority over the enemy. You know, when it comes to, you know, attacking my body in a certain way or, you know, dealing with my finances a certain way, I'm learning how to apply, you know, the word of God against the enemy, you know, and see what God does with that. You know, he just takes care of it. You know what I'm saying? But we have that power within us to rebuke the enemy, you know, and get him out of our lives, you know, get him out of our way, right? So, yeah, you know, I just wanted to come on here today. And, you know, talk with you a little bit. Yeah, just have a little conversation. You know what I mean? Just have a conversation with my Resilience family. And just to let you know that, you know, past couple of weeks. Well, actually, it's almost 2 weeks now. Come to think about it, this weekend, it will be 2 weeks. You know, we had at my church, we had a concert, which was actually, you know, the choir. They had their annual gospel concert at my church, and I'm not part of the choir or anything like that, but if they need me to sing or something, what have you, then of course I'm available, God willing, to do it. And you know, and that's basically what happened. But you know, there's a musician that whom I have known for a long, long time through my husband. My husband at the time had created and formed a gospel ensemble, and he was one of the musicians that played for us, and he was such a gifted, talented, oh my goodness, warm-hearted guy. And you know, he played, you know, in a lot of venues, but predominantly in a lot of churches. And you know, and for the past several years, probably longer than that, you know, he's been playing in our church. And, you know, he's like a silent dude. You know, he doesn't like a lot of fanfare on him or anything like that. He just loves to play. That's the thing. His heart just, and you know, just by when he played, because he played lead guitar. And what a gift he had in that, man. And you may not notice him physically, but you notice his sound, you know. And, you know, saw him Sunday and everything. But prior to that, you know, he has been sick. And, you know, and you can see that his body was like declining a little bit, you know. But he was still coming even in the good days as well as the bad days when he wasn't feeling his best. And he didn't allow that sickness or the lack of, you know, how his body was just shifting. He didn't allow that to stop him, you know, and he still kept coming. And, you know, he was just a sweetheart. You know, my husband and I, years ago, you know, when we had the group then at the time, you know, we had cookouts and stuff like that. And we always invited him to come along, and he came by and he watched my kids grow up and everything, you know. And he was just, and he was a family man himself, you know, has beautiful adult children now. His wife, his former wife had passed prior to he did. He was just a phenomenal person, and he passed away. He passed away a few days ago, actually. If I'm not mistaken, it was Friday. This past Friday he passed away, and they just buried him 2 days ago. And so it was just a shock. But I knew about his health situation because he shared it. He shared it amongst those that was very concerned about him, especially at the church, because of course he needed some assistance, you know, to get down the stairs sometimes. And he was just, one time he was just really pale. He was just so, like, he was not really 100% coherent. And, you know, he's a very independent person, and he really didn't want to go to the hospital and everything. You know, he just wanted to sit and just, you know, wanted to just, you know, try to get his stuff back together. Thank God for the nurse that we have at our church that was there to check his vitals and all those things like that. But, you know, he was just a beautiful person inside and out, and he loved the Lord in his own way, and he just loved playing for the church. And he played for, like I said, he played for other churches prior to ours as well. But, you know, he was just loved. And it was just so sudden. That's the thing. It wasn't like we were expecting this to happen. It just happened, you know. And, you know, I believe he was just ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I guess he was just at that peace in his life where he was just ready, you know. But I'm saying this to say that for the past, since then, I mean, it's just been death after death after death after death. And I have just witnessed that for the past several days now. I just came across Facebook, on my Facebook page, one of my social media sisters that I connected down through the years, you know, she passed away. Her sister had posted on her page to let us know that she passed away night before last. And I didn't get a chance to reconnect with her. I have seen her post her videos, but I never got on her videos or anything like that. I just see her doing her thing. But I noticed that she was small. You know, she was a little small and everything. But she has been going through that down through the years with her health and all of that. But she still kept pushing and persevering, and she never gave up hope. She kept on believing in God, you know, and all those great things and everything. But yeah, I saw the video that she posted last, which was a few weeks ago, and I heard her, and her speech was kind of slow in a sense, you know what I mean? So I don't know if she, had a stroke or anything like that. And because I know she said she was in the process of going through physical therapy so she could be able to walk again, that kind of thing or whatever. And I just was just trying to figure out what happened to her. And, you know, like I said, with the slur, her speech wasn't really slurred. She was just talking kind of slow. And, you know, I'm just like, wow, what happened to this queen? And, you know, of course, you know, nobody really shared that in detail, which is totally understandable. But I just know that she's not hurting anymore. She's not in pain anymore, and that she's home with the Lord, you know. And then I just came across another notice on my Facebook page. And this person, of course, is personal because we grew up together as kids. We sang in the children's choir when we were kids. And, her brother, who was an evangelist, had passed away, I think, last night. And that was a shocker, too. I was like, oh, my goodness. So, you know, just coming across the, you know, finding out people that I knew personally or I knew through the social media world that I had built a relationship with. you know, just leaving here left and right. And not even just people that I know personally, just people in general, that, you know, that we know celebrity wise, you know, even particularly in the hip hop culture. You know, there's a lot of hip hop artists that are, you know, that have passed on. You know, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like back to back to back. Every day you find somebody from the hip hop culture just passed away. And it's just like, my Lord, what is going on? What is happening? And you like sometimes like, Lord, I just need a little break here because this is a lot. This is heavy, you know. And, you know, and it just puts you in a position to really look at life differently, look at your life differently, you know, because sometimes we just get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, you know, in this microwave society where we want things done quick, fast, and hurry. And if we don't get it that way, we don't get it our way, you know, we get annoyed, we get irritated, we get frustrated and all that other stuff like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not even worth it. You know, all of that fussing and cussing and irritation and all that stuff, it wasn't even worth it, man, because all it's doing is causing more strain in you than that other person. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you look at life and you like, it's just like a vapor, you know, it's like, it goes real quick. And, you know, life is short for every one of us, you know, and we need to learn how to take one day at a time and take each day full value, you know, take it with joy, with peace and grace, you know, and not get all caught up in the dramatics of this world. You know, not get caught up in the dramatics of family issues. You know, Thanksgiving, as you know, is right around the corner. And I know some of you probably already have planned since last year, you know, as far as bringing family over. You know, this is really, you know, for some people it might be their first time actually hosting, you know, a Thanksgiving feast or dinner at their home. And now they're extending the invitation and bringing family, you know, to their home for the very first time or since the pandemic or what have you, you know. And, you know, you got family members that, you know, some people just don't want them in the atmosphere. You don't want them in that area or want them in around them. But, you know, at this point, you know, you don't really care. You want them there. You want to see your family. You want to be with them. You want to hold them and love them and just talk to them, you know, just build positive memories and all those things. So I had just wanted to just put this out there for you guys to realize it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to say, I love you. It's never too late to say, I love you to those individuals that you haven't said, I love you in a minute. We're looking for that love. We're waiting for someone to say, I love you. And yeah, we may receive it from that person and we may not get it from that person. But what's stopping you from saying it? What's stopping you from saying I love you to that individual or to the person that has caused some strife in your life? What is stopping you to say I love you, you know, to just a friend in general, you know, because even though y'all had a great talk and all of those things and y'all committed to see each other or talk to each other the next day, it's not guaranteed nor is promised. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's never too late to say I love you. It's never too late to say I love you to that person that might be going through some things that may not have anything to do with you or you know, your families or whatever, but she's just going through, man. You know what I'm saying? And you hear her cry, you hear her story or what have you, and she's just feeling some kind of way. And, you know, God put in your heart to say, sis, I love you. You know, let that be noted and let her know that God loves her the most. You know, let her know that God loves her the most. And so she can just use that as fuel to keep her going, to keep her moving, man. You know what I mean? Because, again, we really don't know the weight of what people are carrying anymore. We just don't know. I came across an article on Facebook again today and of this man, don't know him from Adam. Actually, yeah, it was, you know, cause you know, they have Facebook news or whatever they have down here. And I normally scroll down just to see what's going on in the world, you know, and I came across this particular article of this young man and he's on the other side of the world. He's in Europe somewhere. And I don't know exactly where. I don't want to say which country, because I don't know for sure. I think they did mention it, but I don't want to put that information out because I might be wrong. But, you know, he committed suicide while he was on Facebook Live. Yeah, he was on Facebook Live and some people had posted, you know, thinking that, you know, because he was naturally funny guy. You know, he come on, he always, you know, crack jokes or just, you know, being just a naturally humorous type of dude and very kind and all those things. And so people just assumed that, you know, he was prepping himself for whatever, you know, but not realizing that this young man actually committed suicide, you know, and it was just like, what? And you just don't know what people are going through. I continue to read further in depth about it. And his family was saying that he has been dealing with substance abuse and, you know, and other things in his life at the time. And, you know, I don't think people realized that or if he had actually admitted those things that he was dealing with that and it was an ongoing battle or what have you. But, you know, that's pretty much the gist of it. And again, we just don't know what people are going through. What are they carrying in their hearts, man? And that's why I said it's just never too late, you know, to say I love you to that individual, because you just don't know if and when that'll be the last time you see them, the last time you talk to them, the last time, you know, you break bread together. You never, never know. So it's never too late to say I love you to those persons that God has put in your life, in your circle, right? It's never too late to say I'm sorry. It's never too late to say I'm sorry. You know, it's time for us to really get off our high horse and just say, you know what? I am sorry. I'm sorry that I caused you grief. I'm sorry that I caused you discomfort or pain. Please forgive me for my actions and my behavior. You know, I just want to, you know, clean this slate once and for all. It doesn't even matter who's at fault. It doesn't even matter who started it. It doesn't even matter, man. You know, if you know you are a contributor to that conspiracy, if you know you are the one that started that flame, then you go ahead and you know, and take care of it. You go ahead and say, you know what? I apologize. I am deeply, sincerely, you know, sorry for hurting you, for misleading you, or whatever that you did to that person, right? And even if you did not do anything that you're not aware of, but yet that person still has some grievances about you or against you, you still will go ahead and say, I'm sorry, just to get the slate clear, you know, and keep it moving. Don't wait for them to say they're sorry to you, because some people just don't want to say they're sorry because they're just not there yet. Okay, there's some of us right now that's probably waiting for that person that caused so much grief in our life. We waiting for that person to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, I did you wrong, I hurted you, I should have known better, blah, 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 blah. Girl, you be sitting there until you turn to a skeleton. You hear what I say? Because it never will come. It will never come. If it comes, it comes probably when they're on their deathbed, unfortunately, or, you know, that they just had a moment of, you know, God, I forgive me for my sins. I repent. I want you to, you know, take control of my life or what have you. And they just go ahead and just start cleaning out and just start apologizing or whatever. That's the only time that would happen. But other than that, you keep it moving. You do what you need to do. If you are part of the whole, you know, whole craziness, you go ahead and clean your part out. You take full initiative, take full responsibility of, you know, doing, you know, apologizing to that person. Also, it's never too late to say I'm sorry to yourself, because we have been abusive to ourselves. We have messed up ourselves. You know, we have cheated on ourselves. We have, you know, betrayed our own self. Come on now. You know, we are our worst enemy. We are. And it's in ourselves. come on with it. It's not always just the people outside, you know, that has caused some grief in our lives. But we've done it too. So it's never too late to say I'm sorry to yourself. To say, self, I am sorry that I lied to you. I'm so sorry that I smothered you. I'm so sorry that I didn't give you a fair shot. Because of fear, because of worry, because of anxiety or whatever it is. Say that to yourself. You owe that to yourself. you know? And that may sound kind of weird, but honestly, yeah, there's a lot of things that we have done to ourselves that some of us don't even want to acknowledge, or some of us, you know, just don't even realize. Like, wow, I did this to myself? My goodness. And there's some of us that's still carrying that grief. Like, yeah, I messed myself up and now I would never forgive myself for what I did. Da, 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 da. No, baby, you got to forgive yourself because you are the one that is stopping and blocking the blessings that God has for you right now. Okay, you can't blame man no more. You cannot blame the devil either. Okay, I'm just sorry, because some things we blame the devil. He had no contribution to it whatsoever. He did not contribute. He did not get his angels to come, you know, to come by nothing. Okay, just keeping it real. You know, we put it on. We got to look at ourselves, man. Okay, we got to look ourselves in that mirror and look and talk to ourselves and say, self, I messed up. I did wrong. And I should know better, but I kept on abusing you. I kept on lying to you, cheating you, and this, that, or whatever. Apologize to yourself. And also say I love you to yourself. Say, self, I love you. You got to learn how to, you know, to treat yourself the way you want people to treat you, right? So it's never too late to say, I'm sorry. And it's never too late to say, it's never too late to start over. It's never too late to start over. A lot of us are in a position right now in our life where we're looking at our age and we're looking at the demographics, or we're looking at the economy and all that stuff. And we, you know, we are listening to what the world is saying based on the statistics and all that stuff, that, you know, if you've had a certain age in your life, you know that it's really not a great start, you know, to build your career or to go back to college or whatever, you know. And some of you just take it, you know, take it in and say, you know what, I don't see no point of me, you know, starting this dream job or to start this dream business or to go back and complete my GED or get my college degree or what have you. You know, I'm 45 years old, or I'm 38 years old, or I'm 59 years old, or I'm 72 years old, and you know, and I live my life, and right now I'm just gonna go ahead and enjoy my life. And if that's what you choose to do, that's on you. That's on you. But there's some of you out there that has been pondering and thinking and dreaming and hoping and, you know, and just like, wow, I really want to do this, but I don't know what's stopping me. You know, I know what's stopping you. It's you that's stopping you. That's like I was saying, like, you know, we are the enemy in our inner self. We really are, right? We cheat ourselves out of the opportunities because we allow, you know, the world to define us based on our age, our background, our, you know, our nationality and all those things. We allow the world to dictate and tell us that, you know, where we are, you know, it's not suitable for us to continue or to move forward into our dream career or our dream of being successful, you know. And that's a lie from the enemy, because that's from the world. Okay, what does God say about your life? What is God saying about what he has for you? When was the last time you really had a conversation with God? When is the last time you allow God to talk to you anyway? You know what I mean? Because you're going clueless right now. You're going based on your emotions right now. And your emotions is warped. Okay? Because you have allowed the world to dictate, to dominate, to tell you where you can and where you cannot go, what you can and what you cannot do. And you are just falling prey to it and being deceived by what is being, you know, televised, whether it's through television or through social media, right? You're reading all these horoscopes and all this other stuff that's going on out there. And that does not apply to you. It doesn't apply to you, okay? You need to get back into building that relationship with God. And he's the one. He is your creator. He is the one that created you. He is the one that has poured in blessings and gifts and ministries inside of you. And here it is. He's ready to birth out some beautiful talents and skills that you never thought you had. That you probably see other people do and you like, oh, wow, I wish I had that kind of skill. You might do. You might have that skill, but you're not giving God the chance to really showcase it out through you because you're still blocking yourself out of fear, you know? Because you don't have a great financial background, you don't have all the pedigrees and all that stuff. Child, please forget about that. I'm not saying it's not the wrong having, you know, a bachelor's and a doctorate or a master's and all of that. There's nothing wrong with that. But that should not define you. That should not define you, my dear. Okay? You have more than enough to get you started, to get you moving, right? So it's never too late to start over, whether you are 40, whether you are 50, 60, 70, whether you are 25, or whether you are 35, right? Some of you may be a single parent and you had your first child when you were 16 years old or when you were 18 years old. So that means for some of you probably didn't even complete, you didn't finish high school. And now you see how things are with single moms out there. You see some that didn't made it and then some that's still trying to get there. And, you know, and I get it. You get emotionally drained and traumatized or, you know, just going through that roller coaster of what have you. And I get it. I understand. But my darling, you cannot continue to sit there and ponder and wonder and looking at somebody else's life and wishing it was yours. No, you have a life. You have a life to live. And God is the one that can order your steps. He has already ordained your steps for you. He already knows exactly where you need to be and where you need to go, right? But you have to connect with Him to find out where He's going to take you. So it's never too late to start over. It's never too late to go ahead and say, I'm sorry to yourself. It's never too late, you know, to forgive. It's never too late to forgive. A lot of us are still holding on a grudge to people that hurt us and betrayed us and did some things to us, right? And I get it. It was hurtful, it was painful and all of that. But guess what, y'all? And I said it countless times in our conversations about how we are carrying that bottle of poison. And we're drinking it, but we wish that person to die. But we're dying faster than they are because we're still holding on to that unforgiveness. And I get it. It is hard to forgive somebody that has done the unthinkable to you, to your family, to your loved ones. I totally understand that, you know. But here it is 20 years later, 30 years later, 15 years later. And you still holding on to that grudge? You still holding on to that person? And if you have been watching that person's life, if you have been, you know, if you have come across their family or their family members, and you know them, you know their family, and you see how they're pursuing on in their life, they're moving on with their life, you know, you probably get even more hot because, you know, you see them upgrading and they're doing successfully well and this, that, or whatever, and that just spew more. You know, venom in you because of, you know, they only knew what their dad did. If they only knew what their mother did and this, that, or what have you. And you know what? If this meant for them to find out, they will find out in due time. But still, it's you that is still dying away from that poison, right? And honestly, we don't know. You don't know what that family is going through. Just because you see them elevating in their careers or what have you, that doesn't mean that it's always been glitz, glam, and glory on that end. You don't know what they had to endure to get to that point in life. You don't know if that person that caused so much damage in your heart, in your life, you don't know if they confessed. You don't know if they gave their life to Christ. You don't know if they repented. You don't know because why? You haven't connected with them. You have stayed far, far away from them. So you don't even know what's going on in their world. The only thing you know is based on memory, based on the pain, based on what they did. And they never apologized. They never came to the point to apologize to you. And here, and guess what? They have that choice not to. But you cannot get upset and angry anymore for them not making that effort to not doing that. But you can make a difference. You can make the change. You can just go if you know, and just say, you know what? I forgive you. I forgive you. Because I have to start living my life. I got to start living my life. You know, I allow you to dominate even when you weren't even present. I allow you to still take dominance in my thinking even when we weren't even conversating anymore. We weren't even talking to each other anymore. And it's been over 20-some years since the last time we saw each other. But yet, I'm still carrying the memories of what was talked about 20 years ago. So I'm releasing you out of my life. I'm releasing you out of my heart. I'm releasing you out of my thoughts. I'm releasing the pain, the anger, the anguish. I'm releasing all of that because it has put me in a position where I can't live. I couldn't live. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't do anything because I was so full of anger and bitterness after what you did. But it's okay now. It's okay because God is taking care of it. He's taking care of me, and I know he's going to take care of you. And not saying it in a bad way, but just saying that he's going to take care of you, you know, and whenever you're ready for him to take care of you. You know what I'm telling you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, just let that person know. And you don't have to wait for them to respond to it. You just say what you need to say so you can be free from that, man. You can be free. It's not even about that person. It's about you being free from the inside out so you can go to sleep at night, man. You can have a good rest. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you feel light. You feel different, man. You look out the window and the sunshine is even brighter than before. You know, you can actually start smelling the flowers or what have you. You know what I'm saying? When you finally start to flush out all of that gunk that has been built up all those years, oh man, it's a huge difference. It's a huge difference. So it's never too late to forgive those individuals that hurted you. And forgiving yourself. It's never too late to say I forgive myself because I made some bad choices. I made some dumb decisions. And as a result of that, you know, I forgive myself. Now I know better. You know, I know better. I grew up differently. I'm more mature now. And God is my helper now. I allow him to come in and take complete dominance over my life versus where I was 20 years ago where I didn't ask God for no help. I just took it upon myself because I thought I knew what I was doing back then. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're talking about. You are just releasing all of that stuff. You are being bold now and speaking your truth and your testimony, you know, because you know God is doing something great inside of you. You finally allow him to come in and clean you out, clean your heart out. And he's such a great surgeon. He'll give you a brand new heart. Yes, he will. He'll give you a brand new heart that you can freely love, you know, freely be a giver, you know, and you don't have no animosity. You don't have no vengeance, none of that in your heart anymore because God gave you a new heart, right? So it's never too late to say I love you, to say I'm sorry, to start over, to forgive. And it's never too late to read your Bible. It's never too late. Some of us probably haven't opened up that Bible since Easter. Right? Because, you know, back in the day when I was growing up, you know, our church was normally it wasn't too small, but it wasn't too big either. And we, you know, every Sunday, we had a good amount of people coming in the church. But when it came down to those special holidays like Easter, child, it'd be standing room. I mean, people we'd never seen before or family members, you know, that just don't come to church on a regular, but they come on Easter because it's just something about Easter. They just want to show their respect. Y'all remember that back in the day? Oh my gosh, man. People would come only on Easter and what, Christmas? Is it Christmas? Yeah. I think on Christmas they come. And especially on watch night service. Yeah, watch night service for some people. Man, oh man. And that's when the only time they will open up that Bible is during Easter service or Christmas or what have you. And then after that, you don't open that Bible no more. And for some of us, you know, and I say us in general, for some of us, you know, we feel guilty, you know, because we knew we should be talking to God and reading the scripture and everything. And we even made a resolution, like, I'm going to get back into the word of God. I'm going to start reading Psalms each day and da, 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 da. And some probably did. Some of y'all probably started off and then y'all just wave it off. You just kind of just got distracted with life and drama and everything. And you haven't opened up that Bible since. And now you feel condemned, you convicted and just that whatever. But you're doing that to to yourself. That ain't God doing that to you now. God, he ain't doing that to you. That's on you, you know. But it's never too late to start over. It's never too late to open up the Word of God and get right back into that Word again. God loves you so very, very much. And he wants to change your life from the inside out. And he wants to share some secrets to you, only to you and nobody else, as to what he has in store for your life. Ooh, get excited. I know some of y'all like secrets, don't you? You like good stuff like that, don't you? Well, guess what? God is the one that'll be happy to share it with you, and only you and nobody else. Get excited about that, right? So it's never too late to get back into his Word and allow his Word to minister to you. Allow his Word to heal you. Allow his Word. Now, his Word will convict you, yes, but he's not going to condemn you. That's what I meant to say, y'all. Forgive me for saying that earlier. He's not going to condemn you, because we condemn ourselves. When we mess up, we know we allow that mess up to dominate and have us to feel some kind of way. And then we start talking crazy talk or think crazy stuff, like God's angry at us and this, that. No, God ain't angry. He loves you too much. He loves you very, very much. But yes, he will convict you in his Word now, you know, to let you know that, yeah, where you are in this point of your life, that's not, I don't approve of that. But I'm ready to help you get over that. I'll be happy to deliver you from that situation, right? But because now that you know, now you cannot say, oh, I didn't know. No, now you know. So now you got to make a decision. You got to make a choice with that habit, with that behavior. Are you going to continue on doing what you've been doing? Or are you actually going to take in what God has allowed you to see and say, Lord, forgive me for this. Forgive me for my sins. Lord, deliver me from this behavior, from this action, you know, and help me to be better and do better. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you know, I claim my healing. I claim my deliverance. And God will do that, right? You know, so you have a choice right there, right? So yeah, we need to get back into the Word and find, you know, and find that special scripture. Maybe when you were growing up, some of you probably was raised in the church, you know, and you haven't been in church for a minute and whatnot, or you haven't read the Word or what have you, but you remember a certain passage in the Bible, right? And you remember it to memory. You know, and that's wonderful, because that seed's been planted in you ever since you were a child. You know, thank God for your mom or your dad or your grandma or your auntie or that church mother, you know, or the minister, whoever at that time in your life that was feeding, you know, God's word in you. You know, even if you were going to Sunday school, you know what I'm saying, at the time when you're growing up, you know, that they would feeding God's messages to you, you know, his words and everything to you, you still have it in your heart. And that's a beautiful thing. Now go ahead and add more to that. You know, go ahead and find certain scriptures that is applicable to where you are in your life. Everybody has different needs. Everybody has different issues. So the Word of God is the perfect book that will give you the resources, or give you the steps, I would say, as to how to deal with those issues or problems that you're going through, right? And God will show you through his Word. He will remind you of who you are. He will tell you that you are very important to him, you know, and he can't wait to celebrate you once you come back into his fold. And he will love you and pamper you and just spoil you good. You hear what I say? Because he loves you. Oh, my goodness. If anybody didn't tell you that today, I'm telling you now, honey, God loves you. He 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 loves you. Okay? Please carry that in your heart through the course of the day, because he knows where you're going. He knows what's going on. He knows what you've been dealing with. He knows that hardship. He knows that weight. He knows those baggages that you've been carrying on your shoulders for the past several days, weeks, months, and years. He knows your struggles. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your habits. He knows everything about you. He knows what he has put in your life. He knows what, you know, what he is gifted you with. Come on with it. But here's the wonderful thing about it, that Jesus died on the cross for you. He died for you, for your sins, all of your sins, your past sins. Come on. your past sins. Come on with it. Your current sins, right? And the sins to come. Come on with it, right? Come on with it. But you know, in order for you to be a part of that, to really experience that, to really just walk in boldness in that knowing, is if you give your life to Him. You give your life to Christ, man. You know, you repent of your sins and just give it to Him and let Him come in your life and let Him do a new thing. Come on with it. Do a new thing, honey, in you. Baby, you're going to be strutting your stilettos, okay? You're going to be strutting your stilettos. If it's not the real stilettos, and your spiritual stilettos. How about that, my sister, okay? And if there's any of my brothers that's listening today, listen. Okay, you're going to be strutting in your, is it Stacey Adams, the men's shoes? I like them shoes. It's really nice. I think it's by Stacey Adams, you know, not the male, it's the male shoe designer. And man, listen, God loves you. No matter who you are, where you from, He created you, okay? He knows exactly where you are at this moment, at this hour, okay? And all you need to do is just call out His name. Jesus, oh, when you call a name on Jesus, I'm telling you, it is a name changer. You see, it's a name changer, okay? And all you need to do is just talk to Him. You don't have to, you know, have to prep up anything. You don't have to, you know, come up with all different stuff and be, no, just talk to Him and just call out and say, Jesus, I need help. Jesus, I need you now. Jesus, help me. That's a prayer. Boom, chakalaka, bang, bang. That is a prayer. Okay. That is a prayer. Simple as that. It don't have to be 20 minutes long. It don't have to do all that extra, oh, Heavenly Father in the name. Man, come on. Just say, Jesus, I need you. I need you right now. I don't know how else to explain what I'm going through, but you know my heart. You know my thoughts. And all I need, all I can say is I need you now. And I'm telling you, when He sees that you are sincere with that, oh, come on. You will sense His presence right there. You will sense His presence and He will feed you. He will feed you with His peace. He will feed you with His love. He will feed you, baby. I'm telling you, He will straighten you up real good. He will have you laying in green pastures right there so you can just, you know, He can feed you. He can strengthen you. He can provide for you, all of that at that moment. But all you need to do is just call on His name. So it's never too late to read His word. It's never too late to say, I love you. It's never too late to say, I'm sorry. It's never too late to start over. It's never too late to forgive. And this is all about choices. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about choices. Everybody has to make choices. And a lot of us don't want to do that, you know, because we are comfortable where we are. But honestly, you know, you are stunting, if that's such a word, right? Your growth. You know, when you don't want to make a change in your life, that's on you. That's not anybody else's fault. That's on you. But I get it. We don't want to make a change because we don't know what's out there. We don't know the unknown. We want to know everything. You can't handle everything. If God opened up the windows of heaven of your life and He poured out everything that He has for you, honey child, you wouldn't even know what to do with that. As a matter of fact, you probably would just separate the good from the bad things. You would take all the good. You would take all the blessings and the rewards and leave all the bad stuff behind because you don't want to deal with that. You just want to go ahead and take the good stuff and brag and say, oh, look what God did. Look what I got. Look what I got. And you haven't matured at all, right? So, no, we can't handle everything, right? That's why we got to go through this thing called life. We got to go through this journey because it's all about development. It's all about growth. It's all about maturity, not just physical maturity, but it's all about spiritual maturity. And that's why we have to seek His kingdom first. That's why we got to seek God first, right? We got to talk to Him and let Him take dominance in our life because He knows exactly what's ahead of us. We don't know how to handle what's ahead of us. That's why we got to put the full armor of God on our lives, man. We got to do that. And ask God, Lord, teach me how to do that. Teach me how. Show me how. You know, he's a great teacher, y'all. He's a great teacher. Come on. Have you ever had a teacher in your life growing up that you, to this day, you still, you still honor that teacher. And they may not be with you anymore. They probably long gone or what have you, passed on. But that teacher was something special, man. And they poured into you. They poured in that classroom. And they were all about, you know, about the students and everything, right? Because they really cared. They really loved. You know what I'm saying? And God is just like that. He really cares. He really loves. And he pours into you. He pours goodness into you. He pours favor into you. He pours his grace and mercy into you. Kind of grace and mercy, it follows you all the days of your life. Grace and mercy ain't going nowhere. Ain't nobody but grace and mercy that has kept you and protected you and guided you and provided for you. Come on with it. Sometimes you just have to turn around and say, grace and mercy, how y'all doing? How y'all doing, grace and mercy? Y'all still look good. Yeah. You know, I want to say thank you for coming with me and tagging along with me. You know, y'all have not been a nuisance at all. You know, because normally I have issues with people, you know, all up in my tail. But you have been a blessing and I'm grateful. Still continue to stay with me here because I don't know what's in front of me or side of me, but you do, and you've been blocking me and keeping me and protecting me, and even when I do mess up, yet your grace, yet you grace, you and mercy get together, and y'all still continue to pour over me. Woo, come on with it. Sometimes you gotta talk to grace and mercy and say thank you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta sometimes say, God, I just thank you for your grace and your mercy, unmerited favor. I just thank you, you know, and get excited about that, right? Listen, y'all, I hope this blessed you. I hope this came out on time for you, man. I really, really do. Because again, you know, God knows your story. He knows exactly what's going on in your life. I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but I do know that God loves you. And I do know that he has great things in store for your life. And I do know that he's ready to start a new thing for you. All you got to do is just say, Jesus, I need you now. And he'll be happy to come right on in and bless you more than you ever could imagine, right? So listen, I'm going to close out with a prayer. But I hope you guys have a great day, a great evening, a great weekend, a great week, depending on the time or the day that you are listening to the sound of my voice right now. And I will be back, God willing, very soon to bless you with another episode, right? So God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for my beautiful Resilience family. I pray all is well for every single individual that is listening to the sound of my voice. Lord, it's never too late to say thank you to you. Thank you for all what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing now. Thank you for continuing to pour into us, even when we don't acknowledge your presence half the time. Thank you, God, for still keep on keeping on in our lives. Thank you, God, for still being by our side, even when we brush you away. Thank you, Father God, for not giving up on us when we give up on ourselves. Thank you, Father God, for your love that doesn't fade out. Thank you, God, for still believing in us when we don't believe in ourselves. Help us, oh Lord, to come to you at all times. Help us, oh Lord, to consult with you at all times and not lean on our own understanding, not get all caught up and what the world statistics say about us based on our age, based on our sex or what have you, Lord, but that we consult with you. We talk to you and you will bless us in return with your word. Help us, oh Lord, to just stay stuck on you and not get stuck on the ways of this world. We give you praise today, oh Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your kindness and your favor, Lord. We give you praise today for the good things that you are doing for us, because you are doing new things for us. Help us, oh Lord, to see that each day that you opened up our eyes. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for opening up our eyes and breathing life within us, that we can able to walk and talk and breathe and touch and smell and all those great things, God, because there's people right now that are not physically able to do that anymore, or people who never had the opportunity at all to feel, to touch, to eat on their own and to walk on their own. But here we are. We have every function of our body, Lord. Every area of us, we are able to do the things that a lot of people wish they could do. And we take it for granted. But God, forgive us, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to stop being so selfish of ourselves, but that we give you praise and just humbly say thank you for life. Thank you for our health. Thank you for the abundance that you continue to pour over us and in us and through us, God. Help us, oh Lord, to be a blessing to others as well. Help us, oh Lord, to learn to say I love you to those, even to those that has hurted us and that have persecuted us. Help us, oh Lord, to forgive. Ask you, oh Lord, we ask you, David, Jesus, to pour in a new heart in us. Be the surgeon, oh Lord, and pour a heart in us, oh God, that we can be free to love, free to forgive, free to say I love you, free to be a blessing to others as you have been a blessing to us and as you pour into us. Even though we don't deserve your love, but oh boy, I'm grateful for it. I'm thankful for it. Woo, hallelujah. We give you praise this day, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.